barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only small. Here we go. Yeah. Boom.
Podcast.
I clapped it already. We're good.
You clapped it already?
Yeah.
What episode?
You're going with that shirt?
I think so.
Okay.
Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel. This is episode 165. Today we have a special guest. We have a guest today who he's been a two-time Canadian Magic champion, host of Mathsplosion. Mathsplosion? Doesn't matter. Tricked Canada.
Is that what it's called? Mathsplosion?
Yeah. Math Explosion. Okay. Tricked Canada. He was a groomsman at my wedding. I think you have to do. Okay. Okay.
He was a groomsman at your wedding.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
That's a big, that's
yeah,
a
keep
high.
Going.
Not a lot of people can do that.
I like this.
He's, yeah, traveled with me to four countries, countless cities. He once told me that hippopotamus, he thought that was a bone in your leg, which I thought was interesting.
No, what the fuck?
And everybody, this is Eric LeClaire. He spells his own last name incorrectly. That's the last detail I'll give you.
That's hilarious.
Eric LeClaire.
Yes, boys.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Woo!
Woo! LeClaire. He also drives F1.
Oh.
Yeah, I get you.
He's a very famous F1 driver.
I'm Charles Leclerc's cousin. Yeah. Also, yeah. Props to Charles Leclerc for making, bring back
no
Leclerc
one cares,
in
dude.
People's
no
ears.
One cares.
No, but in his ears.
No one cares.
No,
dude.
I don't care either.
No one cares.
No, but like,
I don't
because
know why
there's
brought
a
it
Leclerc
up
there.
I think it's weird.
Leclerc,
I think we got to cut this
people
whole.
People are saying Leclerc instead of Leclerc.
You're right. I'm just kidding. I'm busting your chops. Actually, I'm happy for you.
10 seconds in, you're already barking at your guest.
I'm happy for you. You're living in the Leclerc era, the Leclerc, some
the
would
Patreon
say.
The Patreon we just did was you're much friendlier.
I get there. I have it's ebb and flow.
Oh, we're on. Do we tell them that?
Yeah,
no, we're not. You got to bleep that. You can't say it on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
So, well,
oh,
already
should
knows.
We tell, should we tell about what we just ate?
Yeah. How do you?
Are we allowed to tell people just like that?
We munched
like
a little.
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took a little mush.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't much.
You just can't say.
No.
I thought we were doing a sketch. I was doing a sketch about a guy that's on drugs.
Oh, that's right. Wait, do we have any?
No. No, this is a drug-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
We do not condone it.
We did.
But let me just say, we don't condone taking drugs at all, actually.
No.
But the Patreon's going to be hella interesting, and this might be a short episode.
Let's go!
Okay, these things are going to hit in what, like 30 minutes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Dude. What a weirdo. Why'd you even bring this guy on? Just kidding, man.
Did you know until the year 1956? I don't know.
Dude, you fucking better now.
Until the year 1956, in France, they would give school children wine at lunch.
Stop it.
True fact.
No. Bullshit.
Because
I'll bet you.
It was easier to...
56. If it's... if you
Green,
say,
bring it up!
If it's 1956, we you can find me an article with the 1956. Fine, I believe... You know what? I might believe that they give the kids wine back in the day, but... Oh, wow. Good thing we didn't bet any amount there. Where'd you find that? How'd you find that so
fast? I put little facts aside for the podcast, and that was one I had, and I couldn't remember it, but I remembered it.
I'm mind blown.
Yeah. So you're the true fact for you all.
I owe you steak dinner.
I'll take it. Chris, what'd you want to say? You want to say a whole bunch of things?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, perfect.
It's not like your shirts, boys.
I know we went to try and put on ugly shirts, but we put on actually really great shirts.
Yeah, I'm keeping this one.
This is good.
We have a costume department, and it's like we have tons of costumes.
That's new, right? All this huge costume.
It's been there for a little while.
There for a while, though.
Yeah, that's we moved it around. It's always been around.
This place is bonkers. Every time I come, there's new shit to look at.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I mean, this puzzle here—it's 20 grander. 20 grander. What do you got in there?
Shit my teeth.
What do you think that in your life, what's the worst money you ever spent? Like, what's like the biggest waste of money you ever did?
Easy.
What? Oh, okay. Outside of business investment, like buying.
Oh, yeah. The business. Tricked me into.
What's the worst money I've ever spent?
Yeah. Like, what were you like? Why did I waste money on that bullshit?
Oh, man. That's a great question. Probably when I was younger, tried to get a book publisher to like lay out a book. And he had charged me like a couple grand. It was the first big money for me. And I was it's not a good answer, but that's, if I have to say something, that would be it.
No, that's a good answer. That's tricky because that's like, that's almost a business investment that went awry.
Yeah,
it's
right,
not, it's
right,
not like
right,
a
right.
Stupid personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But oh, like, I guess that's what I meant though.
Oh.
Because for me, that would be my
I have it
too.
On the tip of my tongue and couldn't even.
Yeah. I've had a few like. I've had a few nights out where I had some regrets.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You bought a minivan.
No, don't regret that at all. I love my minivan.
No, I'm just kidding. The BMW, though, that surely.
No, didn't regret that.
No?
No, 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 no. I love that car so much.
Did it help you get laid? Impress the dudes more?
Yeah. That's funny. It's a funny anecdote. When the Camaros came back in 2010, I was going in to buy like a Cobalt, like renew my lease. And the guy just pitched me, we got a guy, he just lost his license, Camaro 5,000 clicks on it. Like you want, funny. I'm like, I'm not a Camaro guy. I'm not a car guy, but I got in. And during those 3 years I had the car, the only thing was old guys come up to me at gas stations. Like, what do you got under the hood? I'm like, I don't, do you want to look? Do you want me to pop it for you? I don't know. Do you want to tell me what I have under the hood? I have no idea.
You should have like wrote a little thing on the side so you could like read by the door.
Right.
So 306.
Yeah, no idea. Fuck, I really want a good answer. What's the worst money I've ever spent?
I don't know if I have a good one either.
No, you don't have a good one?
Well, like I have business ones too, right? Like,
yeah.
Like literally writing my book and self-publishing was the worst money. I'll never recoup that.
Really?
I'll never financially recover from that. Right? Like that was a terrible choice.
Really? Where's that mean from?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'll never... oh my God, I know.
Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
No.
That's
is it?
Yeah, that's it.
No, it isn't. I'll never find out if she recovered from this. Fuck, what is it? Tell me.
Tiger King.
Fuck! So easy,
and you lose.
Oh,
that was
man,
the game.
That's 1-0
for me.
Tiger King.
Can you spin that wheel for a sec?
Yeah, let's start off with a wheel spin.
Right, let's go.
I hope we land on impressions. I'm rooting for fucking impressions.
We do have Bob Talk to get to.
We do got
to
get that right away. But we have lots of time. The podcast just started.
Oh,
tin foil.
Tin foil. Oh,
do we have any conspiracies?
We can make one up. Let's make one up.
Holy shit.
Let's make one up.
Let's go. You ever worn it, Eric? It's fun for you. You want to give it a go? Want to give it a spin?
Okay. Yeah, Eric's afraid of losing one more hair, dude.
Yeah,
you think
I can't
he's going to put that on?
Bet here. It's been two in like 10 minutes.
All right. We got to convince Eric of something.
Okay.
Well, you convinced me that would have been a perfect thing if you guys would have held on to your little...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't know, but like, well, you know if you're watching, but a couple weeks ago we're like, oh, we're going to gaslight it because he called Bob Talk and pretended he was someone else. And obviously, we knew it was him immediately. but we said, oh, it's going to be so funny when we see him next to pretend that he fooled the shit out of us. And we're like, no way. And just play it ironically. And it worked like a charm.
If you're in the Patreon, you already know these facts.
Yeah, it was funny.
That was good stuff. But we got to be.
He feels really betrayed.
Yeah, I do. I really
do.
Oh, you guys
buddy.
Really convinced
I actually feel bad, though. I feel like there's been a lot of insider stuff lately that you have been a part of. So you got to hang out more.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway.
You got to learn. You got to learn about the reptilian Nazis.
I was gonna. Mm.
They live on the backside of the moon.
Mm.
You ever hear of them?
Here we go.
The RNs.
What's
I got
that?
They're called RNs.
RNs.
30
reptilian Nazis.
Crazy conspiracy theories.
Oh, God.
Is that what it's come to?
You don't want to hear a good one?
Is this what's come to, a top 10 list? Wes, is this
I'm not going to read them out. I'm going to pick one.
God damn it, Wes, this is what the podcast come to?
I'm going
to
pick one and tell you about it. That's why you spin the wheel.
Well, don't tell me it's top 30.
Who made these hats?
Our art department.
Art department.
Yeah.
We already know all these. We already covered all these. The Denver International Airport's Illuminati headquarters. We know that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we know all of these, dude. We've covered all of these. Well, that's nothing.
We got to make
one
up. Wheel, then.
Make one up.
The reptilian Nazis.
Make one up or I'll replace you with ChatGPT.
Okay. Go. I think this is fucking new.
Let's go.
This is fucking new. The Earth flat. Brand new. This is your fault, Chris.
I'll give you one. All right.
I really hope
you said reptilian Nazis.
No, I'll give you one that doesn't exist. That exists. That we know is true for a fact. We know that for a fact to be true. So we're moving on. Did you guys know that
Julia Roberts.
This, you know this? Yeah. This is crazy.
And
Julia Roberts has a deceased twin. So the Julia Roberts that you see now isn't the Julia Roberts from before.
Wow.
Yeah, she murdered her.
Right between my best friend's wedding and Notting Hill.
That's right.
Death, you'll notice.
And then
you can tell because the one other
it's
one.
It's like
took
the Olsen twins switching scenes in Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was terrible, dude. I give up.
Yeah,
fuck,
me too.
Man.
Why'd you fuck?
I don't know.
You sucked that
I'm sorry
one.
About that.
Yeah,
sorry to bring
cut
you into
that. Boys?
Yeah, we might cut that out.
That might be completely
extracted. No one needs to know about that.
Did the art department really make these?
Yes.
Who made them?
Where are my glasses?
They're not bad at all.
Huh?
One of my glasses, I can't see anything.
Out of idiot. So, Eric, tell us about Germany.
Oh, yeah, he said ask us about Germany last night.
Yeah, he went to Oktoberfest.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk.
Also, you're wearing the same clothes you did last week. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Shower. Yo, I discovered a deodorant. Like, for some reason, I had, like...
In Germany?
Axe deodorant just, like, appeared in my toiletry one day.
Ask.
That's a...
Axe.
That's from like high school.
Yeah, I know. So I never used it, but I'm like, oh, what's this? It was new. It's brand new. So I started using it. I realized it doesn't
deodorize at all.
No.
Yeah, you smell like shit.
Yeah, I'm in a corporate show and I'm like, this lady's talking to me. And I'm like, oh, this fucking, let's go stand.
Oh,
she walks away and I'm walking away and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
is she behind me? I'm like, holy fuck, it's me.
Oh.
It doesn't do shit. It doesn't do shit to
you.
You
smell like a teenage boy if you use it. That's what it does. It adds teenage boy.
It is wild.
Ass.
Yeah, so for Wes, it's an aphrodisiac. Clip it.
I was like,
Chris and I are trying to fucking take a hit.
I don't know why Germany made me think of that. Why?
Because Oktoberfest smells bad.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest.
Try
again.
All right,
there we go. I'll put this in. It'll help.
Yeah. I was so Oktoberfest. Like, have you been to one?
No.
Fuck.
No.
Crazy,
I want to go,
man.
So bad.
The most amazing part is like how many people are actually around you.
Yeah. There's giant tents.
Yeah.
Giant tents,
and they're temporary, man.
Yeah.
It's actual like, but it looks like it's actually walls and like beams and like.
How cheap is beer?
What's that?
How cheap is beer?
Yeah, well, that's like, it was $14 for like the big steins.
That's a liter.
Yeah, a liter.
Liter, beer. half liter?
No, it's at least a liter.
No, they got the half liters, in, I think, which
yeah,
are like,
yeah.
Yeah.
$14 for an L is not too bad, right?
14.
Yeah, that's not
bad. Yeah, yeah, it's good. And the beer's different, like it like goes down like water or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the sheer amount of people around, like if you think about like the time you've been around the most people is like stadiums or like parties, festivals whatever. But like there, it's like, there's tents, there's like 7,000 people, and there's like 20 of them tents. And then in the middle, there's just people. It's just always, so many people. And
what's
all drunk?
What's the piss situation?
You could kidnap
like
someone.
Like troughs.
So easy.
But like, is it easy to take a piss, or you have to wait in a long line?
No, because it's troughs. It's like everybody's like beside each other just pissing. They put their beer mugs. Did you see that post? That like I have a little,
put beer mug on the ground?
No, they put their beer mug in the thing, and they piss in it. Like when it's empty, like some drunks are just leave it in the truss, and people like... They piss
it.
It's just, and it,
like a Target. That's fun.
Yeah.
But
because pee is kind of like the same color as beer, it's like an easy.
You're like not sure if you want to drink it.
Oh yeah, exactly. You're like,
yeah. When someone shits here at the office, I can't wait to piss on the shit stains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like doing that.
Yeah.
Too. Girls
and I
are
said
mind
that,
blown.
I said that once to Antoine. He's like, oh, me too. I was like, nice. And then next time I went to the bathroom and I shat. I was like, Antoine, come piss on my shit. And he knew exactly what I meant. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the kind of work we do here.
Wow, that's a lot. I went. I have a good story. Like,
sorry, I didn't mean to derail you with my.
No, it's fine.
My tail is.
I'm used to it.
Piss shitting.
So at one point, we're in this huge tent, like shoulder to shoulder. You know, you can't barely sit. You can't sit. You can't move. People are cheering. So this guy comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, man." He's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. Are you?" He's like, "Yeah." And he goes like this, and he leans in to kiss me. I'm like, "Guy, what the fuck?" And I elbow him. He's like, "What? I asked if you were gay." I'm like, "No. I heard, are you okay?" Are you? He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Great."
Oh my.
And he leans in. I'm like, "Bro, what the fuck are you doing?"
Dude, oh, poor guy.
He's like, "I asked for consent, and you gave it to me."
I said, "Are you okay?" He's like, "Oh, this is awkward."
That's still a weird move, though, right? Yeah, like, are you gay?
Imagine going to a girl and being like, "Hey, are you straight?" She's like, "Yeah." You're like, "Mwah!" You start kissing her. Right, you said you were straight. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, he was wrong either way, wasn't he?
Yeah. Why are gay people so rapey?
Yeah, no, but gay people give themselves a little bit more.
Dude, if I was gay, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, but they give themselves a little bit more leeway or free... You know?
Yeah, because we're guys. We know how guys are.
Yeah.
And like, so you're just like, all you gotta do is like cross someone's gaze, just like this. You're at a bar, that's the camera's the gay guy, right? And I go,
"Well, that was a flirty look.
We're gonna fuck."
You just I fucked the camera there. I fucked the camera.
Just that there? Like, you're the, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. How could you resist?
There's a move, it's not to get too nerdy about magic, but there's a move called crossing the gaze.
Yeah.
But gaze like G-A-Z-E.
Oh.
But I was learning it. And then my buddy Trav's like, you got to learn how to do crossing the gaze. And I was like, what? And I was learning the move, and I'm like, this is a crazy name, right? Like, why would I want to cross the gay people?
Yeah.
And I was so confused.
Wes, I've heard that term for 20 years or 15 years.
You never
now.
Made the connection?
And no.
That's why you're not a comedian.
All the magicians watching this?
That's why Wes is
a
hilarious.
A little bit of magician?
That's why Wes is a hilarious comedian.
Oh my terrible God. Magician.
Yeah, and so you're. Funny. And you're fucking doing
crossing
weed magic.
The gaze. Yes.
I'm like,
so
I don't want to do this one.
Speaking of haze, tell us about your weed shows.
Ah, it's going so well, man. It's called Smokus Pocus. It's been selling out for a year. Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto. It's probably the best thing I've ever put together because it's the only real show that I've built for a purpose.
So sick.
Yeah. Usually, you get like my corporate show has always been the same, things and you don't need to change it. Like you work on getting those bits as best as most hard hitting as you can. And then when a company hires you, fine, you have another one. But that's what I'm talking about. Your main one. I've always been against the.
Like a residency type show.
But I'm saying corporate, I've always done the same thing.
Right.
I've always worked on those tricks, but a new one, a residency, which is unheard of, especially as a magician, if you're not
especially about weed.
Yeah. Well, that's what, that's why I would have, we were talking about how magic's gay recently. We're you and I are mostly that's fucking gay and it's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll probably never cut that.
I would have never have done a show. A one-man show residency, An Evening of Magic with Eric LeClaire, or Canadian Champion, come see him at the... I've always stayed away from it. I've done every single possible show that a magician can do, but a one-night reoccurring. And then the weed thing came into my, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I had Veery back then and the weed company. And I was like,
you find
this
it easier to create because you were narrowed to a theme?
Yeah, but it's not really. Sometimes you're like.
What's funny is that you're allergic to weed.
Yeah.
It's like if Alex did a show about peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can still ingest weed.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Alex is the easiest person to kill.
Thanks. You can cut to it later.
Thanks, man.
What, you guys always cutting?
This podcast is Frankenstein.
Yeah.
What's Frankenstein?
What?
What do you mean?
It's a town in Germany where they have
good beer.
Yeah.
Liter size.
Every year, Oktoberfest in Frankenstein.
Is that the...
Bad take?
No, it's...
Spin it if you want.
No.
Don't spin it if you don't. Do not spin it.
I'm glad the vibrator races are back.
Yeah. We could do vibrators. You guys but do first, one. Before that, we got to get into a bot talk.
Let's put some money on
buddy,
it.
We can bet money for sure.
But we don't condone gambling here.
No. I do.
Okay.
What do you want to bet?
Wes condones it.
What do you want to bet?
$1,000?
No, 100.
Oh.
100,000. Fuck it. I'm in.
You're in for 100?
I'm in for 100,000.
All in. Let's do 100.
I'll do 100 for sure.
Let's do a round.
You'll do 100 bucks? That's cool. That makes it exciting. All right, cool. I'll be the...
beat Chris's interest also.
Yeah, I like that you guys are betting.
Since we don't gamble here. No. It's wait a minute.
Yeah, I can watch you two gamble. I feel almost as good as me gambling.
Okay.
All right. Maybe somebody will ask us a question. This is cool. and then we can debate it.
You guys
can pick a, you guys can pick a side.
Wait, how many Bob Talk?
So many, dude. Thousands.
Really?
Tennessee.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Oh, shit. I got to re-log in. You're the only 10 I see. If they're from Mississippi, you hear that one? Like Mississippi. Oh, you're the only Mrs. Piss-Eyed Sippy.
How many Bob Talks do you guys get?
Thousands.
So many, dude. Thousands. It's like, thousands. Yeah. We'll play a couple. We'll play like maybe
my brother
four.
Left eight the other day. We played them all back to back to back.
Tennessee.
They were insane. It was awesome.
Pretty funny that all these Bob Talks are involving the word COVID, because I was actually going to call and ask, like, if a Bob Talk says COVID, do y'all have to take a shot? But no, my real question for you now is, you know, comedians have chuckle fuckers, musicians have groupies. What do magicians have? Is it true?
Hat bunnies.
Or something else?
Hat bunnies.
I like that.
Wand bunnies.
Hat bunnies is good.
Magicians have a bottle of lotion and a nice right hand, smooth.
Yeah.
As all hell.
Yeah. They do that.
Assistance.
Yeah.
they do that great trick, rupee to mouth.
Also, wow. we got to take
too
a
far?
Shot.
That's too far.
Yeah, no, he wins. We take a shot. Jokes.
Everybody who calls. Sorry, Wes.
Oh, everybody who calls says
that? That was a bad joke. Yeah. It was a weird,
weird
they
make
joke.
You now they're just making you take shots.
That's the whole thing, but it's fun.
Couldn't hurt.
Okay. All right.
But we got to respect the code.
Couldn't hurt. Fuck.
What?
Wand wenches.
Wand wenches. I'm just trying to think of a good one.
What?
Your hat bunnies was great.
Well, you know, I thought about hat that
bunnies,
on the way up.
But it's like puck bunnies. Too close to close to puck bunnies.
No. Yeah. That's the point.
It is ironic, though.
That's the point.
It's got to be close, but not too
close.
Yeah,
but ours is better. Ours
just going to drop it from the bottle?
Yeah.
I was going to say the C word.
C word is Chinese.
You can't say that.
We'll cut that out.
You're white. You can't say that.
I can do it.
You can't say that.
Sure.
I'm telling.
Okay. So yeah, that guy didn't really have a really big problem in his life. He just wanted to know what it was called.
Okay. I like him. Good job. Yeah. Good job, Tennessee. Oh. Florida. Florida's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he's really
hold crazy. On.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she did move to California in 1849. I do have a few Zymers. Yo mama's so fat, her friends and family are worried about her health conditions.
I missed the second one. These are good.
Yeah.
I'll play this again.
Yeah.
No, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she did move to California in 1849.
Such a good joke.
I don't have Alzheimer's, but I do have a few Zymers.
Few Zymers?
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
That was all right. The first one was the best. Third one was pretty good. Good job. I don't know who that was, but Florida man, you've won me over. And that one's empty. All right, that's all we got for Bob Talk today.
All right.
Thank you for Bob Talk.
You calling in?
Yep.
844.
So you guys knew right away it was me?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Dude, you're if you listen back, your accent isn't even good.
We laugh.
I was like, why does he have such a bad French Canadian accent? It should be good.
Yeah, we talked like for 5 minutes about how bad your French Canadian accent was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did one.
I'm so bad at accent.
And it was so good.
I should be good. I should be good.
Yeah.
You know, I got the like the intonation or like inflection. Yeah. I could like the.
You're like,
I'm so bad at it.
When you say singer, air, like on your head.
Why?
Your like air. On your head.
Why your air?
You have to mean it. Or else. Or else.
Or else. Why? Well, yeah, you're right.
You got to put the H where there is none.
Or else.
And take
or
it
else.
Away when there is one. And then if something's in plural, you make it, you switch those.
So it's Halex Boyer?
Yeah.
Halex?
I love photographies.
I want to see that clip because I thought, okay, I'll leave better ones. You think you'll be able to, every time you'll be able to recognize
me? I would love it if you tried to fool me every week.
Yeah, you'll never get us. There's no way. You couldn't do a noise in there.
You couldn't fool us if you called in every week.
No. You think Penn and Teller fool us is good? I want this. I want Eric tries to fool us. That's way better. Never going to happen.
What you could do, you could be a little creative. There's who we got out there? What's his name?
Jamie?
Jamie. Yes, Jamie Evans.
Why?
Stunts and Magic.
Yeah.
Magic and Stunts.
Yeah.
The
he gets creative.
I love that guy.
He calls Stuntician.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like that
guy. He calls him, but he does like, ooh, my name is, or he gets girls to call in for him and like ask questions about his music. Yeah.
And, but you know, because he's very funny. Number.
Yeah. No, they're from different places. He like calls from different phones and shit.
But how do you know it's him?
I know it's his music.
Well, he always plays the same. He always tries.
Yeah, he listens. He's an avid bobber.
Yeah.
Okay.
We respect Jamie.
I like that.
Jamie
DMs
chat.
Too. A lot of people,
pull it up, Jamie.
A lot of people DM about it because they'll be like weeks delayed from when they call to when we do that episode.
Stop pointing at me. So rude.
It's week delays, right? And so they'll be like, oh, mine didn't make it, but we just haven't got there yet. So sometimes I find out who it was before we get there.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's
creative.
Yeah, he's a new thinker in magic, new force. Yeah.
Whack job.
Yeah,
delightful whack job.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be surprised if he's killed someone.
Okay. You would be surprised? I would too. It would surprise me too if he killed someone.
Give me...
I'd be very surprised.
You for sure fucked his cousin at some point.
I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying if it did...
Is that bad?
I would like for him to prove it to me.
Mm-hmm. My...
Show me.
Girlfriend lost her mind when I said a cousin joke.
What do you mean a cousin joke?
I was like, oh, my cousin's hot. Like, I tried like making out with her or whatever.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Lost her mind.
Wait.
Was it a joke?
Yeah. Hold on, dude. You tried to make out with your cousin?
No.
That was the joke.
Back in the day,
uh-huh.
Like when we were younger.
You tried to make out with her?
Not tried to make out with her.
You made out with her?
No. He said, like, are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay with that? You should. Like, have you ever thought about, you know? And she's like, you're my cousin. And like, it like turned me on that she was like, you're my cousin. Instead of like, ew, what the fuck are you saying?
Right. Oh, like,
she's
we
like,
can't
Eric, you're my cousin.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's what was
fucked.
On about
you're
it.
You're
fucked. We never, nothing ever happened, but I was like, yeah, we should, like, you know? Yeah. She's like, you're my cousin, Eric. It wasn't like, what are you doing?
The forbidden fruit.
Yeah, forbidden fruit is more tempting.
See, I turn the volume on for that part of the porn, and then I go to mute after.
Yeah.
Right? Say all those things, and then go.
Loves watching porn on mute.
That's what I'm just saying, though, but I want to hear the storyline.
He has a small little black piece of tape on his screen.
A B-P-O-T.
That when he scrolls, it lands perfectly at the dash between, at the word step.
Yeah.
On his porn.
Yeah.
So, like, when he scrolls up, it just becomes... Fuck my brother, right? And he's like, nice. And that's what he wants to watch. He doesn't want to see the word step.
You don't want that.
You don't want to listen to the things.
No, no one does.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
Nobody does.
I got to take this piece of technology off me.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to shed my technology.
Right, yeah.
I must part with my technology.
Do you have an Apple Watch? Like, you have a smartwatch? No, me neither. Mm. Too much.
When you're doing your runs, what are you tracking that with?
iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you're having, like, it's pretty good data you're getting.
Yeah. He's just like... Counting?
Just the sun, just counting.
Yeah. But I got a runner's high yesterday.
Yeah, you
first
said
time
that.
Ever.
That's crazy. That?
Yeah.
Where you smoked a joint while running?
No, like when you start running, like it doesn't even matter. Like it doesn't affect your breath.
Good.
Like, I stopped and I was like, why am I stopping?
I've had that.
I'm not out of breath.
You could go forever.
Yeah.
That's happened to me too when I was like 8. I had that once. Yeah.
That's
just
nuts.
Running?
When I was like 8. Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about it, but I'm like, and you never know.
Yeah, I never really believed it.
I was like, oh, okay, this is it. Like, I've only ever done like 10, you know?
Yeah, I've never done more than 10 in my life.
Yeah. You've ran a 10K?
Yeah, several 10Ks, but I've never.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For like
not just for fun. I don't really believe it sounds so pretentious, but I'm like,
say it.
It's so
we'll decide.
Why
we'll
are you decide. Running a 10K with all the people? Like I'm signing up for 10K, I'm paying $70, I'm gonna run 10K and get a shirt. Da, da. Just run 10K, you fuck.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Right. I don't know. That's not popular.
Well here's the thing. I'll tell you what it is. So after posting this yesterday, so I ran 13 kilometers yesterday, personal record. After posting that, a lot of people wrote to me, like at least like 7 or 8 people were like, so okay, sign up for a half marathon next year. And I'm like, half marathon is like 21 kilometers. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, that's the point is when you sign up for it.
Now you
and
have
there's
to do
other
it.
People going with you. If you're like marathon runners, I have a couple of friends who are marathon runners. You don't run 42K.
No, ever.
Yeah, ever.
No, you run 35s yeah. and 30s yeah. and you scale yeah. down. There's a whole
and then
pattern.
You're like the day of, you're like, that's when you're pushing yourself for like.
But I get that for the long ones.
Right.
Even the half marathons.
Yeah.
But anything under 15K, okay, yeah, I'm yeah. like, just go run yeah, the 15K. The that's a training.
Yeah, 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 thing. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess, I don't know. If you're like, if you had Chris's body, sign up with some friends.
Yeah, yeah. Do right? something.
Get a bunch of friends.
Yeah, do something.
Sorry, man. I was sleeping. What'd you say? Jesus Christ.
I love the marathon signs. You know, the people who get really clever with the like, you know, like worst parade ever. Or like.
The guy with the key trying to hand out bumps.
Yeah, yeah. That was so
that was funny.
Crazy.
I sent you that video. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. He's like, keep up. It was very funny.
Oh, man. Someone should have taken that.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck 5Ks.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them.
I'm impressed, man. I'm impressed.
I didn't know you were even interested in running.
No. Like, my trainer's like, his knees, he's like old. He's like, his knees are done.
It's like bad for you.
Fuck you. What's wrong with you? Look at this guy. Look at this guy. For sure he's going to cut him going.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Like the office.
Why are you all looking at me right now? Asshole.
It's a good shirt, man.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. I'm over here by myself, I feel.
All right. Come join us.
Come join us on the couch.
Get
man.
Over here.
God, that'd be sick.
Hit three mics.
No, I can't. I can't
do a
it.
Fucking Neil Brennan special.
I'll just be like Eric on the Patreon, last Patreon, just fucking. Just like.
I thought you were going to break your neck, dude.
I was fine.
Yeah, it was
so fine. why did you release Artie tonight?
Just for like, I think. No, honestly.
It's great.
When we're just the two of us. We need somebody here to like mitigate and have like something on the screen, something else to jump off of. What do you think about this, right? Sometimes?
Yeah.
Or remind us of something. Hey,
right.
Why don't you guys or pull that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so he was pulling stuff up we were talking about and that it's fun. We get to interact. But now that we're three, I'm like, ah. Sorry. And then plus like Patreon. I also feel like it's really important that we're in a safe environment. And that we right. all
and
are on the same on the same plane of
every now and then he shank you
of
consciousness.
Yeah, when you're munching, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're eating a forbidden vegetable,
psilocybin.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want anyone that's just not on.
Yeah, that's the rule. That number one.
And Artie knows this. Artie's
yeah.
Obviously a homie. He knows this.
Speaking of it, the dentist gave me my mouth.
Well, you have this in your pocket.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ!
I don't know why. It just they're like, here, you can have that. I don't know why they gave it to me, because like I got
this is your mouth. This is your top teeth.
Yeah, they like did.
I would never.
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
they did the whole. I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, that's fake teeth of your fake teeth.
Yeah. They molded my teeth and 3D printed my teeth, and then they gave it to me. They're like, in case you need this, they said.
That's fucking gross.
I don't know what.
Oh, look at this. Look at under.
Yeah, it's got. It's very detailed.
Look at this palette under the. Look at the palette.
It's like a fidget.
Wrinkly.
I don't know. I was like,
a fidget. Fidget. Yeah. Just you want to touch it.
Yeah.
You're just like,
the teeth just pop in and
your mouth.
Just pop in.
Sure. Back in.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't know why they did that.
Oh, that's weird.
I was like, what am I gonna do with this?
Ew.
Yeah,
that's gross. That like the tentacles. Yeah. That looks like something's growing.
You know what's interesting is when like anytime.
It's pretty good mouth though, man. I gotta admit.
That
this is top mouth?
Bad. That's top mouth.
You know, anytime you look at someone's teeth, you know that look you make? Like, no matter what, no matter Leslie when Barker. You look at someone's teeth, somebody always makes that look.
They got on Halloween, 31st of October.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Your Halloween teeth. Maybe it was just a Halloween prop. He was like,
no,
happy Halloween.
They're like, because I just got a tooth replaced. So like, if you ever need to replace another tooth
so
in the next 6 months,
so
you
gross.
Can use this.
Maybe that was your dentist's costume. He didn't have the heart to tell you. It was October 31st, and he was going as you. And he's like, look at me. I'm what?
I do it like the old people do with their dentures.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Great.
I'm trying to live there.
Love it. You got to take a shot out of it, though.
All right.
Not now. Jeez, dude, calm down. What the fuck? He's so eager, huh?
No, I was just trying to be a team player. Did somebody say the C
hey,
word again?
Let's not. We got distracted. You guys bet $100.
Yeah.
What color are you choosing? Eric, you're the guest.
Listen, we did it before. I can't remember which side won.
Okay. I'll give you. Okay, I won last time. I was blue.
Which color do you want? And I'll tell you. Oh, sorry. Now, pick your color. And I want you to know there are 10 speeds on your, like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You can click it 10 different times. So we're each going to select our own speed. You okay with that color?
Ooh, yeah, like but this. You have an advantage. You've been doing this for years. True.
You got to tell them what the best speed is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just bought them today. I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know what the best speed
sounds
is.
Sounds like a fucking...
Yeah, it's a scam.
Hey, that sounds... Scam School. Is that what the song was?
Well...
Brian Brushwood, Sam School.
Okay.
Then something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is it.
Pulsar?
What are you going to do?
You got a pulsar?
You got... You want to go straight through?
Pulsating?
No, he's going straight through. I'm going pulsating.
Ooh, I think you're going to lose, but let's go.
No, I don't. I think it's too unpredictable. We won't know.
It's like a minute race, eh? You know that? It takes a while.
$100? What are you doing? Straight?
I'm going to go straight like that.
Okay, I'll go straight too. All right, $100.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got $100 on the line.
Last one. All right, I'm
going
to go on this side.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Look, he's rowdy. He's right, ready.
Hey, I'll do it. $100 on blue. Get set.
Let's go, baby!
Come on, Pink!
Blue!
Pink's hung up! Pink's hung up on the top wall!
Yeah, but anything can happen.
Okay, the angles.
Blue's going back up.
Purple's coming.
Wait,
Blue's coming down.
Where's Blue going?
What the hell just happened?
Blue pulled
a 180.
Oh my God.
You're getting
smoked
for this $100.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can he go twice?
He's going to lap me.
Wait. Get in there.
Oh my God, that was
a terrible showing from fucking Blue there.
Wow. That is so disappointing.
That's very sad.
Wait, did you know the other lane was better?
No, I won on this lane last time. I won. It's random.
It is really random. I designed it well.
Yeah, I had your color on this side.
I'm a very good designer.
Congrats, buddy.
Feels good, man. Come back to the pod anytime.
Double or nothing?
Charge me? No.
Double or nothing?
No.
Double or nothing.
You play with him.
Double or nothing or 1,000.
No, listen. You play
double
with him.
Double or nothing or 1,000.
No, that's what I'm saying. Double or nothing. That's what it is him.
I'm good.
Why? Just because you're on camera?
Yeah, because I'm a degenerate vibrating gambler. Spend all my money, blow all my money buying vibrators and convincing people to hold a gambling ring. It's been a fucking really difficult thing to do.
Oh, man. Thanks for that gig.
Yes, actually, I just got a commission check. That's all I really got out of that.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
Commission check. Yeah.
Because it wasn't me.
I kept every penny.
I've been
not telling you a story to tell you face to face.
Oh, what happened?
Next time that happened.
Oh no.
No, it's good. No. For real, I have no idea why that guy said that. Like, it's unbelievable.
Oh no, we talked after and
yeah, but still, why would he say interesting? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
No, I didn't send you the rest of the conversation.
Okay.
I cherry picked it to make you feel weird.
So listen to this. So. Wes sends me to do a corporate show. He can't do it in Halifax. Amazing. I do it.
What's the company name?
Highlander Seafoods.
Nice.
Yeah.
You ever in Halifax?
Fish sticks.
Yeah, definitely going to hire you back. Yeah. Let's go.
No, it's hilarious. I'll never forget this. So at the end of my show, I do a trick I dedicate it to my mom because my mom's hard of hearing. She's always worn hearing aids her whole life. And I say, like, you know, she supported me. She'd always come see my shows. And back in the 90s, hearing aids and sound systems really weren't compatible. So she would come sit in the front row and she wouldn't hear anything. She'd have to turn off her hearing aids.
Is this true or are you just making it up for tears?
No, this is my that's true, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. She listened to porn on mute as well.
What's that? She what?
She also listens to porn on mute.
I don't think she's ever listened to porn.
Right, let's have her on.
All right, carry on.
Anyways, so I say this heartwarming story about my mom wearing hearing aids, coming to my shows, turning them off, and still watching her son live his dream. And I want to dedicate the last trick to her. Mom, this trick's for you. Oh, she's not dead. She's just really tall. Whatever, fine. So then I start the trick, okay?
Nice.
It's a hearing aid trick. I say, all right, I'm going to throw something in the audience. Whoever catches it, it's going to help me.
Yeah.
I whip out a brick. People laugh. It's a foam brick. I chuck it in the audience, and as I chuck it in the audience, this old man, like, it would have fallen just, like, between two tables, but this man decided to go for it. And as he went for it, I guess he jolted himself, his glasses go flying, his lens pops out of his glasses, and his hearing aid falls on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. As I said this... That's nice emotional
what
speech.
Is he made of?
he just topples. And I'm like, did you hear it? I'm like, wait, because he's front row.
Oh,
I'm like, wait. Stop the show. Stop. The music stops everything. I'm like, sir, I gotta tell everybody here. He's like, he like gives me permission. Like, and I'm like, and he goes to reach for it, and I'm like, I like whisk his hand away and I take it. And I'm like, this gentleman just lost his hearing aid reaching for this brick.
guy.
Best laugh of the show. Yeah. Obviously, they all know the guy. It's George from whatever.
Yeah. But now is the time you can talk shit about George.
Yeah.
Turn around,
George.
Talk shit about
yeah.
him.
Fuck George, man. We can't fucking wait.
But yeah, I stopped the show.
We're gonna kill George. I'll never forget this.
That is
like this is
amazing.
This is like going in the lifetime story.
So many things have to go right and wrong at the same time.
Yeah,
that happened.
Yeah, and like you know the real story. Actually, you know what?
You should have been like mom.
Yeah,
is that you,
mom? The real story. I mean, I threw the brick and I thought that it hit him. Right, I thought that it hit him and it like that's what I saw, but. The lady, she's like, no,
right.
He got up.
He jumped for
she
it.
She told me afterwards, no, he jumped. I'm like, oh my god.
Or like jumped out of the way.
Oh, your energy must have been way different when you thought you hit him.
Because I would.
Like, oh yeah, he's like. Oh,
I would have thought he jumped out of the way because he thought it was a brick.
That's
and didn't hear you because he has a fucking hearing aid. You know what I mean?
He's just trying to die. He's like, I've been trying to kill myself.
Right.
Death by brick sounds
great. Story's so much better. That story's so much better. The guy ducks out of the way because he thinks it's a brick, even though because he couldn't hear.
Did you not hear it coming?
Literally, that's what I thought too. That's the better tell it that way.
Or you do the Nick Defot. Oh, Nick Defot, where you just go, oh, so sorry. And you hand it back to him.
It's like you have something behind your ear. And you
and then he goes, oh, so sorry. Very funny.
When I was, when I did that, I was telling you earlier, I did that small arena show, right? And they had a follow cam, right? So because they're projecting it on us, I randomly pick a guy in the front row to come on stage for a trick. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, Wes. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like very rare do I run into another Wes.
Right.
Like, this is fun. Pick him. Bring him on stage, and we're doing this trick together. And I had no idea, but backstage, they're calling for cues, and they're like, keep it on Wes, keep the close up camera on Matt Wes. And they're fucking the guy running the camera. The live switching is going insane behind me because they're trying. No, the other Wes. Like they have no delineation between the two people. So the audience at some point is like visibly. I'm not looking behind me, but I can see them being like. What is going on?
That's so funny.
And I'm like, there must be chaos back there, but I don't know why.
Oh, that's just so many layers to that story.
I'm like, yeah.
And then the song in the back, Wes.
Yeah. And then I was like, are you okay? And I kissed him.
Oh, yeah.
I did a trick at FISM with the screens like that.
Oh,
and
that deserved more.
How you guys feeling? Good?
Good, yeah.
I feel like, wait, what time? We took them at, it's been 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm feeling.
It's been 40 minutes. Yeah, bring that over here, man.
Not sure how you're doing that.
You try these, Chris?
No.
Cashews? I'm not a cashew guy? Butter toffee
cashew outside. How about that?
Dr. Phil, huh? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Dr. Phil.
Also good porn.
Pressure the rock.
Oh, my God. Haven't thought about that in a while.
What is your net worth?
No idea.
Pull it up.
I looked at mine a couple weeks ago.
My net worth online?
How often have you looked at mine?
I never looked at yours.
Not once?
I never looked at anybody's net worth.
No?
Eric Claire.
1.8.
Net worth.
700,000.
Because I've looked at other people's.
I've never looked.
I never believe them.
No, it's always inflated.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay. Well, wow. So it starts off, it goes between 100,000 to a million. That's such a big range.
To Eric?
Yeah. What a pussy, right? Like pick a lane.
Accurate, though.
And it's accurate, but like that's a big swath. And then you scroll down to a little bit here, and it says 30.6 million.
Well, between that.
Not
I'm definitely in between those.
Yeah. But
you're talking about Eric LeClaire, your accountant.
Oh, right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Must be, yeah. He's like, I have all of Eric LeClaire, the magician's money, and my own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
What's yours?
32,000.
39, wasn't it? Oh, you updated
I looked again yesterday. It dropped.
So
what
funny.
What is this based like?
It's who knows? Not based on anything.
Who knows
dude.
Where they get it?
But it's
who's
so
is it like a website? Or just...
Oh, Chris's estimated net worth is 8.5 mil.
Wow. Seems about right.
No.
That's way too high. And then down here it says 10.9. That's way too high. And then down here it says 5. Now we're talking.
Ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got you pretty nailed. This is
but
7.
Can you like Google anybody?
Well, not
try Alex Boyer.
No, it won't come up.
You don't think so?
Definitely not.
They'll be like, which one?
Yeah,
there's
the
so
MMA
many.
Fighter?
There's 900.
If his is more than mine, I'll jump out.
Yo, Alex is killing
I'll jump
it
out the fucking
these past weeks. With
why'd you scratch your face when you said that?
Because I rolled a joint and I'm like itchy.
Oh, okay.
It's,
okay
I'm
okay.
allergic to weed, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's funny though that you did that. You're like, Alex is fucking.
What did it say?
Oh, no, because this is a former journalist. It's not the right Alex Boyer.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why does it say 900,000?
Yo, listen to this. Let me brag about a little bit for Alex.
Doesn't have him.
See this. His first public show. Yeah. Yeah, that like with tickets for the public to come see him.
Yeah.
It's six dates, 1,200 people. Tickets are $150. Sold out.
Great.
1,200 a night. 1,200 people a night?
Total.
So 200 people a night.
200 people a night for
like $180 a ticket. How much was it?
Oh, yeah, 150, wow. 200 with taxes.
That's great.
His first.
So it's like what? Like how much money is he making per show? Like probably. Like, but he's not putting it on himself. Obviously, he's getting hired.
His partners are like, no, exactly.
So, yeah. But making decent money.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
But the takeaway is like, to go see Alex Boyer, it's $150.
Yeah. Right.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see his stories where he's warming up?
Buddy.
What'd you think?
Can we ask about that?
Can we talk about that?
That's sick.
He loves that shit.
I loved it too.
You're a spokesperson for Alex right now. He's not here. So
he loves that shit.
We should have had him on.
Yeah. He didn't come through.
He didn't come through.
Yeah. He does, yeah. That's just like, he thinks he's a rock star.
Dude, I live through him. I like seeing the show. I'm a Harry Potter fan. I think it's great. Good for him.
Yeah.
It fits him. He's so happy. That's what I want for him.
And it looks amazing. And people
did he call his show Aaron Potter?
No.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
It's in French though, show, right?
It is in French.
Yeah. That's perfect, dude.
Yeah. It's good. Like I'm just saying, like the what take it away. Like, his first public show tickets are 100. Like, sure, there's a dinner,
of course, yeah,
dinner and show.
But he that's his show.
Yeah, yeah.
$130 mail in rebate.
Yeah. Somebody saw him. He's like, hey, we should do something. He's like, yeah. And
awesome.
They were the right people, the right sound.
But being him, you got to kill it.
He's doing.
You
got to
absolutely kill
it.
Yeah. Because if you don't, I feel like magician is like the easiest thing to replace in that scenario too. Because you can get a lot of magicians that would kill to do a Harry Potter thing.
So it's also
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like a lot of those corporate like type magicians.
Yeah, but in our like so,
yeah,
I mean, gets
still
no,
he's still got to kill it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I good think for
it's
him. Well.
It's tricky to with like if someone pays $150 and they see the magic,
exactly,
they might never see magic again.
Yes.
If you fuck that up, not only replace the magician in the show, it's like no, we might just never go back to magic.
Right.
Because it's like if a band was playing music. They're speaking for all of music, which we would never do. You might go like, I don't like country music.
Yeah.
You would never blame music.
Yeah.
Or live music.
Yeah, but in magic though, like fuck magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
that's
just
good point,
this
man.
Guy.
Holy shit.
Because I had a guy, one of the reviews from one of the shows I did on this tour, because I was doing a tour with magicians and an acrobat. Three comedians, me, and then an acrobat.
She's so hot.
And one of the fucking comments was like, love the show. The magician was weird. He did this thing with two flags. He didn't even get them both right. Mm. I wouldn't pay to see him.
Funny. Mm.
And it's like such a funny thing because like the point is not to get them right.
Yeah.
But that was over their head.
Yeah.
I spoke poorly in that moment for magicians. He will never go back to magic.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And it's too bad.
Good. No, it's not.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Stay home.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're like that,
can't understand my tricks, you're a fucking idiot.
If you need to wear a helmet leaving the house,
yeah,
don't go to the magic show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Saturday night.
Or have like a parental guardian. But don't just by yourself write shitty reviews.
Totally.
Saturday night, I did a corporate about an hour away from my place, and I've had the worst heckler of my life, drunken heckler.
By the way, I think we're in the Patreon. I think I'm just going to let it roll.
We're not even that close at all.
Oh, yeah.
We're 40 minutes in.
Yeah, but
40.
40 is the cutoff.
40.
So this is already at Patreon.
Think?
Yeah, we'll just keep going. We're just going to keep going.
Worst, keep going for what?
Just keep talking.
Yeah, because I'm going to transition to Patreon. I'm not stopping down on the cameras. I'll be too confused.
Okay.
What, are you going to say bye?
Nope. They'll understand.
I think we're not even there yet. But
they're all here, by the way.
We'll find out.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
You guys hot?
All right. I want to hear from this heckler. I've been wanting to ask for days.
Yeah, so.
So he lost his hearing aid.
No, this other guy, this drunkest guy, like shows up. It's a corporate event, so you're eating with the guests. You do walk around magic during the cocktail. Then you eat with the guests, and then the president of the company is talking, giving out awards. This guy walks in. He's like, and people are like, what the fuck is this guy? And the president's talking. Everybody's looking at him. He doesn't get it. I'm like, oh my god. And the show's in like 2 hours, my show. And I'm like, this is
holy
be horrible.
Shit.
So he sits down, shots. And he's like, he's rowdy and shit, but he's a good looking, popular guy, I can tell. And I'm like, fuck. So he's alone at the bar ordering more shots. And I'm like, I need his name, you know? So I go and like, I pretend to like, I bump into him. I'm like, oh, what's up? I'm like, Pascal. He doesn't know me. He didn't see me during the walk around magic. So now I have his name, right? So then, and then shots, shots, shots. And I'm just like, so I go to the organizer. I'm like, hey, this guy's going to be a problem. Don't worry. Don't say anything just yet. I'm going to give him two stern, you know, not disses, but like, you know, I'm a pro. Don't worry. Like, you hired a professional. But after two, I'm going to look at you and you have to go. And sure enough, during the show, like, I gave him, hey, can you hear us? Like, everybody can hear you, buddy. Yeah. We listen to you scream for 2 hours during dinner. It's my turn. Sit down. Everybody's like, yeah. Doesn't get it. Right? He's crazy. No, he was crazy. But kind of funny and cool.
And you see a lot of yourself in him.
I mean, no, I have the fucking, you know, I have the like.
You're on stage. You got a mic.
Anyways, he gets it squared out 30 minutes.
If he had a mic, he'd crush you. Show.
No. I would crush him. Anyways.
If he had a thumb tip and a silk, he'd bury you.
Right. So he gets taken out at 30 minutes. Then I have 15 minutes to like make the show good, finally, you know, whatever. So that part of the story is done. Worst heckler of my life. It is a real heckler. So at the end of the show,
give us an example of one of that.
You didn't, how did
it
you?
It was like, oh, but, no. I'm like, hey, somebody's going to come and help me. Martin from another table is like, Martin. Come on. Martin.
Oh, so he's at.
Martin. He wouldn't stop. And I was like, okay, Pascal.
He's at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. He's like, oh, it's so funny. It's not a heckle like you suck or whatever. I would have put an end to that.
That's way more fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Way easier.
Way easier to be, yeah. So anyways, it ends, whatever. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is a woman after the show, she comes up. She's like, hey, you handled that like a pro. It's amazing. It's like, I want to tell you, it's an amazing show. My husband and I love magic.
We love your vibe.
It wasn't really magic. We love
really,
magic.
Really
we
enjoy your surprises. Vibe. Oh.
We love like being surprised.
So you're okay.
I'm like, what?
Sorry to step on you.
She said, it's okay. She said, my husband and I, it was a great show. You handled like like a pro. She's like, my husband and I really love magic, even though you weren't like really doing magic. Like you're kind of magic, but we love it. But we like surprises. So your things was, it was perfect. We loved it.
Ew.
So I'm like, and I was already.
Yes. Dude, you're living my life, man. And you do way more magic than I do in your show.
So my show is magic. It's all magic.
I swear to God, man. People don't know what comedy magic looks like. So your show being mistaken for not magic makes sense to me. They are really thinking Copperfield, Shin Lim,
yeah, I know.
Boyer.
But she said, my husband and I love magic. And even though yours wasn't mad, but I'm like making shit appear, disappear, reading minds.
They
the
don't
flash
remember that.
From the phone.
They don't remember
yeah, but
any
magic
of that.
is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Their magic is like, yeah, like he's a Copperfield and all that stuff. What you're doing is like, oh, you're doing a little party trick. You're doing like funny guy, prop comic type stuff.
But no, but I get that. But I'm doing amazing. I'm asking everybody in the room, think of a celebrity, and I'm telling people randomly what they're thinking about. I'm grabbing a flash.
You're getting too many laughs per trick
phone.
For them to think it's magic.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
You need too many laughs per trick.
Yeah.
If you bore them to death for 10 to 12 minutes and do one amazing feat, repeat that 4 to 5 times and call that a show, now you're a fucking magician. And they're going to remember each one of those moments because they're so bored and they're just like sitting there and then you're like, oh my God. And they love it. Watch In-N-Up Himself, right? That's the fucking...
What's that?
Dario Delgado, In-N-Up Himself, right? And that's what it is. Bore you to death with theatrics for 9 to 12 minutes, show you one cool thing. Everyone's like, this is the greatest magic show in the world, right?
Right.
Of course, man. Of course, if I fucking bore you and then I show you
can you isolate this
I
part
fucking
for
flip
social?
A coin for you like this coin's interesting yes
right
if I dump
so
a pile
funny.
Of change on you
it's
don't give
so
a fuck
funny dude
fuck that guy
it's so funny because you know, we watched Darren Brown and we were like yeah we can never do this and fuck anyone who could Darren can no one else can
Darren's a G
yeah everyone else doing it sounds pretentious we're like oh my God it's hard to even think about it.
I'm sorry I went off there. I'm sorry.
No, I like it. I like that. Hey,
fuck that guy.
I like the hot takes. We have a thing on our thing called bad takes.
Fuck the guy that talked to you. Fuck the guy that talks to me. Fuck Derek.
Yeah.
Fuck magic.
No, but I'm a magician. I'm a magician first and foremost.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like it really bugged me, and I didn't have the energy. I just wanted to get out of there. I was packing my stuff. And I'm like, and she's like, you know, we really that wasn't magic, but like you know, we really enjoy. Can I have a card? So
all I'm saying is like, and I really think this is important because like what you're doing is magic. But there's no famous magicians that do it at your pace. So they don't. They really don't know it as magic. It doesn't seem like magic to them. But it is. So, I mean, carry on. I won't stop being
No, I'm done.
But
I
love.
I'll always remember her.
I love your magic. You have a great magic show.
Thanks, man. I'll always remember. And I'll always be like, I was driving home and I was like, hey, wait a minute. Are you starting?
Yeah, 100%.
Let's take it to Patreon. Let's make this whole
thing. It's been in Patreon.
No, let's make it the whole thing.
You're like.
No, it's starting now.
I have to pee, that's for sure.
Yeah, I have to pee too. So let's take a break.
Hold it up.
Well, I don't want. Okay, you want to stop everything? Stop.
Yeah.
Take 30 seconds. To take a piss.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Do the thing. Sign off.
Tell three friends and come to the Patreon.
You're gonna see us trip balls, baby. Woo! Chris did so much.
I'm gonna pee outside. See, is that a good one? It passed so fast. It's about to start bubble. No. Chris, was that?
That's good. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. The barrel is only 2 foot small.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.